What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Becoming a Better Man podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jason Wright. And I just want to welcome you all to the show. If you're a new subscriber, if you're a old subscriber, nonetheless, I'm just very thankful that you're here. And my prayer, my hope is that something from this message is able to strike a chord within you that resonates and leads you on, spurs you on to taking action in an area where you may need to be taking action in that you're not currently, right? So that's it, right? So let's go ahead and get into it. I want to talk about, I haven't really thought of the best way to title this, but essentially, just the power of giving first, right? And a legacy of service. Maybe a more catchy way, a more direct way to word that is just the vast benefits of seeking selflessness over selfishness and how much more rewarding that is, how much more you get back in return from that. So let's start there and let's go ahead and get into it. Guys, I wanted to just thank each of you for your support, not just tuning in, but your support from your time, your resources. If you're supporting this podcast and its mission financially, just thank you. It's a humbling experience to be able to get to do this each week, and we're going on, what, it's been over 2 years now. That's crazy. We're approaching 150 episodes, and let's keep going wherever God has this mission going. All right. So let's talk about this. So in this day and age, and especially when you see on social media, because who's not on there, right? I know because I've been trying to sustain a side hustle business on there for years now. And excuse me. it's all me, me, me. And everybody's asking. Even the people that are giving or have given up the appearance of giving are essentially asking, right? They're asking for your money. They're asking for your input. They're asking for your contribution in order to help boost their stance in the algorithm, right? So if you engage more with what they have to say, no matter how stupid it is, that helps them, right? By the sheer fact that you liked it, commented on it, shared it, whatever, that boosts them so that then the algorithm thinks this is something that people want to see. And then it puts it in front of more people as they log in and scroll down, right? So they know what they're doing, right? Whenever I post something that seems to be a little bit of a hot take or controversial, I'm only doing that because I know for some reason my stuff's not getting in front of people. It's not controversial enough. It's not hot topic enough. Not as many people are engaging in it. And so in order to try and help reach more people for future things that are beneficial, right? Actually intending to serve and give, I've got to come up with something that's going to stir the pot, right? So social media is a powerful influence in this me first culture that we seem to be in. And you guys can tell me this, right? You're here for a reason. How has asking first benefited your life? How has asking first helped you? Has it helped you increase in stress, anxiety, fear, worry, depression, isolation, more of a hobbit mentality, right? Because that's what it did for me. I'll share with you an example, right, as we get into this episode. Because it is very powerful. And I think the more that we put ourselves in a serve first instead of an ask first mentality, we're going to continue to feel stuck in that kind of self despair pit that we live in secretly. All right. So as much as you're hearing, and especially in the women's space, right? I'm not going to speak to them because I don't understand what they're going through from an experience standpoint. But there, it's a lot of me first. It's a lot of speak your truth. It's a lot of draw attention to yourself. And there's a lot of double standards there. There's a lot of double standards, right? Like there's a ask first, right? Nobody's trying to give. Everybody's trying to get. And as I pivot off of that topic, because I realized once I got into it, I didn't really have enough to speak on it kind of sufficiently. So know thyself. That's step one. But yeah, so essentially, you know, tying it back to, you know, serve first before we ask first. What is that? That's basically the golden rule, right? And a lot of us were raised on that. It's do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Right. And I think there's a lot of people that can twist that, pervert that. And Satan does that, right? He's not essentially the creator of anything new. He is the perverter of all that is good. And then seek to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That can very, very subtly and very in a nuanced way become a manipulation tactic. All right. So I would say, as you go about doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, deeply investigate your motives. What are your motives there? Are your motives to do for them because it's the thing that they need? Or is it, I'm going to do for them so that I can get what I need in return? Right. And I'm asking this as a real question because this is something I've often struggled with when I investigate my own motives, right? Is this truly a selfless intent? Or am I secretly, just because of how hardwired and deeply ingrained that selfish, egocentric sense of self is, that I am in fact doing under the guise of service, but I'm secretly being selfish, right? And this is where I feel like that's the great temptation when it comes to service and the golden rule. All right. So get this though. When we give, when we serve first, and you guys can answer this to yourselves, do you feel better? How much better do you feel when you are genuinely serving somebody else, giving to them, right? And we're not just talking about money. We're not talking about objects. You know, we could be talking about your time, your attention, your thoughts, your prayers, your advice, your consolation, an opportunity, whatever it is. How much better does that feel? It's pretty powerful, right? Right. As I've grown and I've matured and things like that, solely by the grace of God, not by my own doing. But how much better has that felt? Because I will tell you, asking first, getting, being selfish, that feels bad. I don't like owing anybody anything. I do not want to owe you any form of repayment. I don't, right? Because then guilt creeps in. I feel very guilty. I feel guilty to have been indebted to somebody for something that I may not be able to repay in whatever shape, form, or fashion that is. Now, I know there's a lot of guys that way, right? Maybe that's my pride thing. Maybe that's it. As I sip my coffee. So yeah, that's the thing I wrestle with, guys. So just know that if that's something that you're wrestling with as you try to embark upon serve first before ask first, paradigm shift, it's a tough one, right? And you're not alone to think that way. I think probably even some of the most deep, devout brothers that are walking with Christ, that's something I think that they wrestle with as well, right? So I'll give some examples then. So, all right, I've been on a handful of kind of what you'd call like a men's retreat, right? So we're there, we're focused on brotherhood, fellowship, serving one another, and growing in our walks, in our spiritual beliefs, right? We're getting into the Bible, we're getting into prayer, and man, it's powerful. It is so beautiful to kind of feel the Spirit moving in that environment, because there's a lot of us men there that are wrestling with the world, wrestling with selfishness, wrestling with feeling inadequate and worthless. And there's a lot of successful men there. A lot of successful men there. And what that does is that we're wrestling with a lot of what would be considered worldly success, but we're struggling with a lot of, I guess, what you would call spiritual inadequacy, right? Because there's a fine line between living for God and then living for the world and ourselves, right? Because if we're not mindful of it, we've not fully embraced the concept that we're broken and I'm nothing without God. There's not one thing that I have, physical, characteristically, personality-wise, skill-wise, whatever I've supposedly earned and worked my butt off to get, none of that has been on my own, right? That is everything that I have, I've been given by God. So nothing is mine. And wrapping my head around that conceptually is still very difficult, but there's a ton of relief and freedom and just a weight that's been lifted, right? There's no more anxiety or fear of loss. It's just essentially the Lord giveth and he taketh away. And ultimately, the more we give, the more we receive, but that shouldn't be our motive for giving. All right. And so here's where I'm going with the men's retreat anecdote. So my first one I went into, I think I was still very much in a place of, I need something from this, right? I'm here to get something. And I think that's probably a lot of guys. If they're being honest, that's their approach to it. Right. And you just kind of feel like you're limping across the finish line of that weekend starting, and you're just kind of hoping to get there and then get out from it what you need to feel more whole and healed and energized again. And so that's typically how you go into it. When you go back to other ones, right? And I would encourage you guys to do so. If you can find any that are connected with your church, affiliated with your church, I mean, shoot, just check out the last, three or four episodes that I've done on Vince Miller's book, Disciplines for Men. I've got his website in there, right? He hosts retreats, right? Been to Vince's retreats. It's great. He's great. He's a fantastic leader of men from a spiritual standpoint and not just from a worldly standpoint, right? There's a lot of guys out there that are supposed experts, right? There's this one guy I've seen. I don't know why he's popping up on my YouTube feed. And just listen to the name of his channel himself. It's Julian himself, right? And it's this guy that wears, it's this out of shape guy that wears skinny jeans and Gucci shirts and like robes and scarves and has spiky, crazy hair and just stands in front of a room of guys and just talks about, you know, essentially how he knows so much more than them and how if they would do more like what he's telling them to do, they'd be better, right? They would feel more confident, right? He's essentially a guy that preys on the weak, right? I don't know the guy. I've not met the guy. I've not spoken with the guy. But there's a lot of bad influencers out there, right? And always look to this. What are they motivated by, right? Who's giving them their message? Is it them, their pride, their selfishness, or are they seeking spiritual truths and then sharing them? Right. Vince is one of those guys. So when I had volunteered at one of Vince's retreats, and even this most recent one that I went on, not this past weekend, but the one before, I shifted to going into it from the mentality of how can I serve these other men? And a lot of times that's just walking up to them, introducing them, hearing about them, and then asking, how can I pray for you, brother? There's something powerful in that, right? When somebody does that for you, they introduce themselves and they approach you that way, at least for me, that's powerful, right? And it makes you feel like, wow, there are people. There are other men that are, in my eyes, successful, right? Who are just as broken as I am. And yet still able to serve. So that's what I'm hoping to convey in this message today. So yeah, going into this most recent retreat and hearing what these guys need and knowing that there's nothing I can do to fix it. Right, because as men by nature, we're fixers, right? We hear a problem, we want to fix it, give advice. I will tell you this, if you seek to serve first instead of ask first, serving doesn't mean trying to fix or give advice. Try to go into it legitimately seeking for how you can help them from a point that is greater than bigger than yourself, right? In prayer, pray for them. Don't try to give them advice. Don't try to fix their problem. But just go into it listening and listening so that you can understand and then pray for them. Ask them if you can pray for them. Do it right there. Right? Because that is going to heal you as well. That's going to help you grow spiritually as a man of God, as a man that you were called to be, and to better live and serve out your purpose. All right, because all of our purpose ultimately is to grow his kingdom on this earth before the day comes when he calls us home. Grow the kingdom as much as possible. And just seek to live a life modeled by Jesus Christ. Right? He came to serve. He came to seek and save the lost, which we all were and still are. But turning to a service first, serve first, ask second. Actually, not even second, ask last, serve first. I used to think that that was backwards. I used to think that that was neglecting my needs, ignoring my wounds, and trying to please others. Wrong. That's how broken, unhealed, selfish, worldly mentality takes over. That was Jason when he was broken and wanted to heal himself, not Jason, who is still broken, but seeking for the Lord to heal him. Big shift, big shift. Listen to me now, and listening back to the first probably 50 episodes, 80 episodes, it's going to sound very different. All right. That's not because of me. That's because of He who sent me. Same for you. All right. So seeking to serve, pray for these men, see how you can listen. And not just men, everybody you come in contact with, all of your clients, your coworkers, especially this, especially your spouse, your kids. Right. I know I've talked before about listening to understand, not listening to reply or answer. This applies here, right? That's a form of service, serving first. Because, right, when we're asking first, right, that's a different posture, that's a different mentality when we're serving versus when we're asking. Try it out, see how it feels. I guarantee you it will start to change your life. Because when we're asking, right, when you're in that posture of asking, like right now, some of you might be listening to this because you are asking. You are in need of help, asking for help. Right? If you're going to ask for help from me, ask me to pray for you. I don't mind that. And neither does anybody else, right? Because I can't fix your problems. That's between you and God. But if you're not seeking God, if you're not seeking the spiritual healing that needs to take place, then you're existing from a place of entitlement, right? And the psychological toll, the emotional toll, the physical toll that entitlement has on us wears us down, breaks us down. It's like poison. All right. Because then all of a sudden, everything is everybody else's fault. None of it's mine. I get what I deserve or else. And brother, I'm here to tell you what we deserve is death and damnation. We don't deserve this idyllic utopia world that you think you might deserve, right? We are sinners, we are flawed, we are broken, we deserve death and destruction. That's it. But because of the example of Jesus Christ and the life that he led, right? Essentially, God coming into man form, seeking and saving the lost, right? Dying for our sins. Radically transforming, right? The view of spirituality at that time, and then every day since then. That's a life of service. That's a life of service. And we are called to follow him and follow that example, right? He's the only one that was perfect. So don't set yourself up for unrealistic expectations. You will not be perfect. You will fail over and over and over again. And that is why we continually need the salvation of Jesus Christ and the Word. And serving others, right? Serving others is a godly act that will be blessed. Because being entitled, that is poison. You start becoming inwardly isolated. Look at it, right? So you've got a generation now that's coming up, raised essentially on social media, entitled. I deserve this. I deserve that. They are crippled at the idea of having to have a face-to-face conversation with somebody. They are crippled at the idea of having to have a phone call with somebody. They are crippled at the idea of having to leave their house. Thank you, COVID. Thank you, draconian lockdowns and stupid PSYOP operations meant to destroy. Guys, don't get caught up in the entitlement of the world. There's more. There is more in serving first. Having the me first attitude, the ask first attitude, that breaks down community bonds, that just further isolates, further makes it easier to be controlled by worldly influences more than our spiritual influences and creator. Right? How can we serve others when we're constantly needing to feel that we need to isolate and serve ourselves first? You do that, the enemy's won. The enemy's won. So, guys, what are some practical ways to try and cultivate a giving attitude, a serve first mentality? So I'll leave you with this, right? Start small. Acts of daily kindness, right? Just praying for somebody else. You don't have to, don't tell them about it, right? Because then that kind of defeats the purpose. It's even spoken about in the New Testament, essentially talking down, speaking negatively about those who pray in the on the street corners and do so in order to be seen, right? And recognized for their prayer and their giving life, right? Those who are always volunteering and posting their selfies about them volunteering and doing mission work on social media. Just all I'm asking, I'm not judging, but I'm saying something's not right there, potentially. As long as they've investigated their motives and they are pure, right? And that look at me, look what I'm doing thing is to try and help call others up to do the same thing and not necessarily draw praise, likes, and follows. Then that's a different thing, right? But volunteering with something that's bigger than you, right? That's another gateway to a service mindset. Mentoring others, teaching others, trying to pass on wisdom and experience that you've learned, whether that through life examples or through the word of God himself, the Bible. And then something I talked about earlier, emotional giving, listening, understanding, providing support to those around you. Those are all kind of entry point methods into having a serve first attitude, right? Think about it. And before we wrap things up, think about this, right? Think about somebody that's in your life, right? Somebody that you look towards and look up to. Somebody that just really you admire as a person, whether that be a relative, a female, male, whatever. Tell me they don't have a service, serve first mentality, right? Renowned leaders, people that are deeply respected and looked up to, they're known for their service, right? They give first. And just how important that is setting a precedent for others to follow, right? You can be one of those people too. But I understand we've got excuses, right? I don't have time. What if I get taken advantage of? Well, so be it, right? You do have time. And there will be times where you are taking advantage of. The only time where that would be, at least in my experience, where I become deeply offended by that is when I realize that my motives weren't in check, right? I was doing that then for my gain, not theirs. But if I'm approaching something, if you're approaching from something from a posture and a mindset of I'm doing this for them because that is what they need and that is what I feel is the right thing to do for them, and then they don't, you know, kind of want to harvest what you've sown there, that's on them. That's not on you. You've done the right thing. All right. So wrapping things up, I hope that you guys going into this next week or two or this month or this next season of your life, that you're evaluating your motives, that you are assessing the importance of the shift from ask first to serve first. Seek out some ways that you can start serving other people today. And then just check in with yourself. See how that feels, right? See what changes you notice in yourself from shifting out of that entitled me first, ask first mentality into a, look, man, golden rule. This is what God wants me to do. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to start serving others first and see how that changes you into a better man. All right, guys, that's all we got. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch up next episode. All right, thanks.